So there's a nice trend in Hollywood, some of the bigger budget sort of blockbusters following in the way that the original Spider-Man movie went, which was to sort of give give the movie making to movie makers who have actual skill in making stuff on a shoestring and then see if it translates with a big budget. They did that with the Spider-Man, the original Sam Raimi. They did it with the reboot, the 500 Days of Summer director, and they did it now with Kong to the director of The Kings of Summer, which was like a delightful little indie film. And the result is exhilarating, fantastic, and explains why the filmmaking is so solid. There's two things going on with the Kong Skull Island. One is the storytelling, which it becomes a movie about a group of people. It's almost a war movie mixed with a sort of Lost City of Z precursor, which comes out later this year. But the monster movie, the big sort of Independence Day, Godzilla, King Kong, the over-the-topness of it is actually not achieved, and by because it stays within its genre. It stays a monster movie, which is it's a horror movie ultimately. It's a horror movie about the horror of nature. In this case, it's the natural world which threatens man. And so they set it in the 1960s, which is good because at a time when global warming remains a threat, it would be sort of, it wouldn't resonate with audiences, I don't think, if they made nature the enemy in 2017. It goes against about 30 years of nature being the ally since the 70s. So setting it in the 60s is choice. It becomes an Apocalypse Now. It essentially becomes Heart of Darkness, retold in the vein of Apocalypse Now, but in this case, instead of Kurtz, you've got Kong. And so the trip down, that Brie Larson as essentially the Dennis Hopper character in Apocalypse Now, makes down the Skull Island sort of rivers with John C. Reilly. I guess there's maybe two Dennis Hopper characters. John C. Reilly is one. John C. Reilly is really the Dennis Hopper character, and Brie Larson's the protagonist. Tom Hiddleston also. So I guess Hiddleston. There's a Hiddleston-Larson sort of connection, replacing the Taylor Swift one. Anyway, the movie is incredible. It's hard to believe that a movie like this could come out in 2017 and not be basically the best movie that has ever been made in the eyes of every child under the age of 70, because it's a lot of fun. And if you don't have fun with Kong Skull Island, you could take issue with the idea of the treatment of the huge ape, who ultimately is the savior. So there's the simianization of Kong himself, which, who of course being simianized, makes sense as a racial identity for him because he is a gorilla. But there's racial implications for the way that the post-racial discussion has evolved. But they're mostly diluted by the fact that the casting was overtly well-balanced. There's strong women, strong black characters, strong Asian characters, and a strong Mexican character. All across the board, a great use of CGI, and if you're going to make movies with lots of explosions and special effects, you may as well make movies like this. If you're missing Planet of the Apes and you don't mind a 300-foot monkey, then you're going to love this movie.